are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
Okay, I went to work today. I took a little nap. And I guess I woke up to hear that there's a war on women. I didn't know this was happening. I mean, I know there were tornadoes, people dying from the tornadoes. I know Demi Moore got out of rehab. I know it's been a busy day, but really there's a war on women? Yeah, Dr. Dahlia, war on women. The Republicans, Rush Limbaugh, war on women. Really? What am I supposed to do? I mean, am I supposed to get my guns? Is there a war on women? Why? What's going on? Oh, the birth control issue, the contraceptive issue. You know, Senate didn't let it pass. Obama called the law student that Rush Limbaugh had insulted. Okay, I get it. Okay, so we're still talking about this contraception issue. I get it. Okay. So I understand the Catholics and the religious organizations had issues with that. That was news a couple weeks ago. But that didn't stop this from moving forward. And so now, this comes up in the media because, Rush Limbaugh does not want us to pay for birth control. And I guess this one, I forgot how this law student, what is her name? Fluke? What's her name? I'm looking it up right now. Sandra Fluke. I mean, what a fluke that she's the one that, ends up all over the news. Everybody's calling her names, right? Everybody's the bad guy now. Rush Limbaugh's the bad guy. She's the bad guy. And there's a war on women. Okay. Didn't I say just a few weeks ago that we don't care about contraception, right? We are very concerned about the healthcare dollars that we have and whatever spending we're spending on. And isn't the average person a little bit more worried about Medicare and Social Security right now? All right. Well, it's a war on women. Okay. I'm a woman that takes birth control. A lot of us women are, but really, do we women feel like there's a war on women? I mean, I've always paid for my birth control on my own. I don't want anyone involved. I don't want Rush Limbaugh involved. I don't want my boss involved. I don't even want my husband involved. I'm taking my birth control. Let me do what I have to do. Let me pay for it. I'm not asking anybody to pay for my birth control. Fine. If I can't afford birth control that semester in school, I didn't take it. I didn't have sex. Actually, not that we're going to go back to my school days. Okay, this is supposed to be a family show. So we'll kind of keep it all kind of Disney-fied, you know. But honestly, I don't think a lot of us women here, all right, are feeling too attacked right now, okay? I think a lot of us are scared to death that Medicare is not going to be around to handle our breast cancer, okay? You know, as far as I'm concerned, if health insurance is going to cover our screening mammograms, I think that is a huge win for women. Okay? If they are not going to cover our orthotricycline, right, and I am going to have to actually come out and pay the extra $10 or $20 copay, I think I'll be able to live. I won't be able to live if Medicare, which I later have to go on, will not cover my breast cancer surgery. So, you know, as far as I'm concerned, if we have some sort of coverage for breast cancer, for uterine cancer, for ovarian cancer, I'm going to call it a win for women. Okay? If we have to triage and pick and choose what we have healthcare dollars for, we should probably pick and choose what's life-saving. And if the average consumer does not want their insurance rates to go up to cover birth control, I think the average consumer has a right to say, no, thank you, I'll pass. I would rather pay higher rates for my wife's breast cancer or pay higher rates for you to cover my prostate cancer surgery. You see, I understand that there are cases where for women the sex was not a choice. I understand there are cases of rape. Horrible. I understand that. I also understand that there are cases where women need to actually take birth control to prevent them from bleeding very heavily and possibly bleeding to death from their periods. I understand those are those cases. But then you would call the case with the heavy menses an issue of, all right, hormone therapy for a medical condition. But a woman wanting birth control, albeit it's important, and yes, it's safer than getting pregnant, I get that, is still not life or death. And from what I understand, we are in one of the worst recessions ever. Our healthcare dollars are being stretched to the point where the dollar bill is ripping and not even worth anything anymore. And if we had to choose where to put that piece of a dollar bill to, I would probably want to put it towards something life-saving. And if the average woman, all right, we're not talking about those that are getting attacked, but if the average woman, right, who desires birth control but can't pay for it, if they are physically able to say, you know what, I think I'm going to pass, let's just cuddle, and that money could go to cancer or transplants, I'm for that. Now, yes, was Rush Limbaugh a little rough? Absolutely. Right? I mean, does this girl need to be all over the news now? I don't know. She's probably liking it because now she's a hero. From what I understand, President Obama talked to her, etc. But honestly, I think most of us women are a little bit more concerned right now with other aspects of our health care. I mean, honestly, I know that we're all going to make sacrifices. I mean, even for me, if you guys told me, Dr. Dahlia, I know you're going to be on birth control for another 10 years, we don't want to pay for it, fine. I will bolt my knees together. It's very easy to do. I will tell my husband to sleep on the couch for the cause. Okay, no one's going to die. But if you tell me I'm not going to be able to get the breast lump removed, I'm going to have a problem with that. So I don't know why we are spending all this time and money. I guess there's even fundraising now, right, to go against Rush Limbaugh. I mean, we really need to concentrate on the real health issues here. If you need a liver later, people, or a kidney, you're not going to be able to get one. Don't you think that involves a lot of passion, too? I love my lady patients. I want them to get birth control. But honestly, if they can't afford the $10 copay, which is really what this is about, it's a copay, because insurance covers birth control anyway. If they can't afford the $10 copay, please say no that night so we can move on. All right, don't go away. We got more to talk about. 1-877-DOC-DALY.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com, civilian emergency dispatch system. Peace through preparedness.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel from Midas Resources. As you know, the federal government spending is at an all-time high, and inflation will be a direct result of the spending policy. European government and central bank spending policies have put the European Union on the brink of collapse. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? Are your assets working for you or against you? One thing is certain. Having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens to our economy or the dollar, your investment will never be worthless. And it will protect you from that hidden tax, inflation. If you've been thinking about investing in physical possession of precious metals or having an IRA in precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel at 800-686-2000. 2237, extension 108. And I'll take the time to personally put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call Peter at 800-686-2237, extension 108.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
What if pain could be reduced, ailments could be alleviated, physical and mental stress could be eased, and blood circulation increased, all by simply lying down? Introducing the original Biomat. The Biomat is an FDA-registered medical device that combines deep-penetrating infrared space-age technology and revitalizing negative ions with the incredible healing power of amethyst crystals. A Biomat can boost your immune system, relieve pain and stiffness, reduce stress and fatigue, and assist in detoxifying your body. Join the thousands of people reporting relief from chronic pain, fibromyalgia, arthritis, sports injuries, insomnia, and much more. Each Biomat comes with a lifetime trade-in and 3-year warranty. Learn more at bio-mats.com, spelled bio-mats.com, or call 360-944-8692. That's 360-944-8692. Visit bio-mats.com today and enhance your life with a Biomat.
Sure, there are winter specials, and then there are super winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Battle through this cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters like Elderberry Power, Orticillin, Olive Leaf Capsules, Grapefruit Seed Extract, and Respir 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't forget Vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, sale priced at only $9. We also have a super winter special on 6 homeopathic liquid detoxes. Whole body detox, liver detox, kidney detox, lymph detox, brain detox, and lung detox. All liquid detoxes, regularly $26.95, are now just $20. HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on now and save big when you hit the winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Taking your emails at drdahlia.com. Don't forget to follow me on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia. You see, the reason why I'm so frustrated is Rush Limbaugh should have never insulted this girl, because the subject should have never even existed. We should not, as a society, be burdened with somebody's birth control. You know, if you take a look at these, you know, these video snippets and these little shots that we have, you know, you see a woman who's a law student, okay? You know, probably doing fairly well, considering, you know, in her financial position, you know, because many people can't go to school or can't go to college, you can't go to law school. She looks healthy, thank God, young, right? Looks like she has full-blown career ahead of her. Right? Looks like she's an intelligent woman, gonna, you know, be able to go far in this society. And then, you know, we have many of us, right, including men, right, going, okay, we don't want to pay for birth control. Why is that subject even a subject? What has bothered me this whole time is that we have other people paying for our health care. when the subject was brought up a few weeks ago with these Catholic institutions and employees getting upset that an employer could push their religious beliefs on them, the employer doesn't want to push their religious beliefs. They just want to stay out of your uterus. If you ask the average employer, you know, what do they want you to do with your birth control? They're going to say, I don't care. Leave me out of it. Why am I even involved in this woman's health care? Employers don't want anything to do with health care. And we're not fixing that problem. So, of course, people are going to be upset. Of course, radio hosts are going to get upset. I mean, this is the media. You know, they're going to say the most pungent things they can for ratings, and maybe that's how they feel. And then it's going to be all over the news, and the liberal media is going to go back and forth, and everybody's going to, you know, make money off of this, and ratings are going to go high. But the problem is we have the patients, the innocent patients, as victims. I doubt this Miss Fluke is a bad lady. Right? She just wants her birth control. Well, then maybe we need to take the taxpayer out of it. Why don't we have some sort of a system where people work with the insurance company, they pay for a plan privately, and whatever they don't want to have in their plan, they don't pay for. Why don't we have some sort of a system like that? No, your boss has to take care of it. We need the employers because they're the ones making money. Well, your employer is turning around and firing you. Or the employer is standing up to Washington saying, no, I don't want to pay for birth control. It's against my beliefs. And you know, if this doesn't fly in Washington, which it doesn't look like it doesn't, you know, the argument's going to still go on. You're going to have some people claim, you know what, I really don't believe in medical intervention. You know, there's certain religious groups that don't believe in medical intervention. I just turned Christian Scientist or whatever. I don't believe in medical intervention. Sorry. This is against my beliefs. Remember, people are going to try to get out of this. Okay, the more the government mandates, the less people want to be a part of it, and people are going to find a way out. Is that a good thing or a bad thing? It's a bad thing if you have a healthcare system completely dependent on these people. All right, let's get the employers out of it. I don't want an employer telling me what type of, I find that so frustrating that patients come in saying the hotel or the corporation had to go cheap, so I have to change all my medications, and Dr. Dahlia, I know these medicines didn't work in the past, but this is what I have to do because my employer changed the plan. This is the problem with our medical system. You have no control. You are dependent on the plan, and doctors have no control either. This is the only profession I ever know of, I've ever heard of, where a doctor does work, right, with no promise of payment up front that's legally binding. The insurance company says we're going to knock it down 70% and you're going to take it. And if we have any problem with your code, we're not paying. I mean, we have no control. The consumer doesn't have control. The doctor doesn't have control. I'm the one that went to medical school, and you as an insurance company is going to tell me that I can't give my patient that medicine or I can't do that type of surgery or intervention. You're going to tell me I'm the one that went to medical school. I'm the doctor. That's why the patient is coming to me and not you. If you knew how to practice medicine with your insurance guidelines, then they would go to you and you would sit there and open up the book, say, okay, you're allowed to have an endarterectomy, and that's it. No, they aren't going to you. They're going to the doctor. And the doctor is using art. Medicine is an art to facilitate the deduction of what is going on with that patient. If I think a medicine is not going to help a particular patient, I'm not going to want to write it. But we have no control. I am dictated by a list, something called a formulary. You guys know what a formulary is? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Dr. Dahlia, tell us something we don't know. No, I don't think people realize this. I don't think people realize how involved a formulary is. Formulary is what the insurance company will allow at the cheapest rate for your medicines. Anything off formulary, you are really going to get pickpocketed, okay? Now, when I went to medical school, nobody told us of this Mr. and Mrs. Formulary. I had no idea that Mr. and Mrs. Formulary was going to be involved and in the patient room with us. I had no idea. So when I am learning these different medications and the chemical components and how one works for a white person versus one works for a black person versus with Asians, you may have to be careful with a certain cholesterol medicine. I learned those to a T. And it all goes out the window because when the patient walks into the room, Mr. or Mrs. Formulary walks in with them. And it doesn't matter what I want to prescribe, what antibiotic I think will knock this out, what cholesterol medicine I think will work for the best, what heart medication I want. I have to go and abide by what is on a piece of paper. I'm not taking that very lightly at all. No. I mean, even birth control. Oh, it's got to be cheap. It's got to be generic. Yeah, but you have breakthrough bleeding on that birth control. You tell me you have migraines. I know, but it's all the insurance will cover. All right, whatever happened to consumer rights? Whatever happened for you want a product, you can pay for it. And it's accessible. Instead, what I'm finding is there's such a monopoly that if there is a medicine that should be accessible, the rate of it under your insurance is hiked so high that it's inaccessible. I don't understand that. Why aren't products being made like birth control? They go on the market with a doctor prescription, and they're the same price no matter what insurance company. Does that kind of make you guys wonder and raise an eyebrow? Why, if Joe has insurance company A and Bob has insurance company B, the medicine that's on the market is half the price for one and twice the price for another. Is that fair? Well, I don't know, Dr. Dahlia. That's the way things are. Well, the way things are stinks. All right? This is why our system is messed up. This Rush Limbaugh, Miss Fluke interaction should have never happened because the average taxpayer should not be involved in a law student's birth control. And I sincerely doubt Miss Fluke doesn't want you, me, or Rush Limbaugh involved in her decision either. Yes, people want free. Of course they want free. They could get it. Obama promised them free. Free birth control is going to really please the younger population. And a pleased younger population votes for the person that pleases them. Okay? Government shouldn't be promising that we're going to pay for something so discreet, so intimate as your birth control. Because then you're going to have people like Rush Limbaugh or other people in the media completely ticked that they have to worry about a woman's uterus. This is insane what's going on right now. And is anybody dealing with Medicare? Is anybody dealing with jobs? No. Right now, Congress's focus is on Miss Fluke and getting women their birth control and stopping the war on women. You want to stop the war on women? Can you figure out how we're going to fund all our breast cancers and uterine cancers and ovarian cancers later? And our hysterectomies that we may need so we don't bleed to death if we have a fibroid with a loose vessel. If you really want to help us women, can you start working on that? This is a complete mess. And other countries are watching this. We look so stupid right now. We look like the biggest idiots going through all this passion, this sweat, this blood over birth control. Who should have sex? Who should not have sex? Who should wait till they're married? Who should stay a virgin? That's not our problem, people. Our problem is we are going to die if we don't figure out how to get kidneys and livers on the transplant list. That's our problem, people. All right, we got to hit some medical news. As if anybody cares, I know everybody loves this whole Rush Limbaugh story, but we got to get to some nitty-gritty stuff. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our family's health are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
IRS, the three most dreaded letters of the alphabet. If you owe back taxes, have unfiled tax returns, are receiving threatening letters, or have IRS agents coming to your home or place of business, you need an experienced IRS agent fighting on your side. Call the Tax Relief Division of the Law Offices of Craig Zimmerman at 800-652-6978. Spearheaded by a former IRS agent, we know how to negotiate a reduction in the tax you owe, stop wage garnishments, lift bank levies, and negotiate an affordable repayment plan. With 17 years as a practicing attorney and an A-plus Better Business rating, we'll get the IRS off your back once and for all. In fact, recently, when an IRS employee had a tax problem, she called us. Stop being afraid and call right now for your free consultation at 800-652-6978. The phone call is free and there's no obligation, so call 800-652-6978. Again, that's 800-652-6978. Actual results based on individual client circumstances.
Iodine protection packs from HempUSA.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali C. And the answer is, Ali C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boosts resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali C. For more information and to order Ali C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali C.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, most of us probably were glued to the TV watching the storms that were going on in the Midwest. I guess another 15 people were killed today as the storm went through Indiana. And, you know, what was very interesting is many of the news stations were following the storm chasers. And I've never seen the show Storm Chaser. You know, I only saw the movie Twister, right? But I understand they try to follow as much as they can the, you know, traffic rules and the traffic laws. They have GPS satellite telling them where the storm is going. And they provide just an ungodly amount of information that we could use right, as potential victims. And God bless them for what they do. All right, now, we don't want anybody becoming a storm chaser by any means. I mean, this is some pretty dangerous stuff. I mean, very dangerous stuff. You know, you don't just hop in your car and start going down the highway. All right, I mean, you need to know where to go, where to get, how to get out of danger. But you also have to know how to get to the storm. I mean, if these storms are traveling 60, 70 miles an hour, I mean, that's going to be very tough for you to navigate through traffic. But what I found so frustrating for these storm chasers is how much traffic were on the highways. I mean, there were lots of cars on the highway. It was very interesting because one of the anchors was asking the meteorologist, why are these cars there? Don't they know they're going to be driving into a tornado? And the answer was no, many of them don't. You know, many people on the interstate, I guess they really don't know what county they're in. Many people in their own state don't really know where the county line begins and where the county line ends. So if they hear, let's say River County, right, is on, you know, tornado watch, they may not know if they didn't look at the sign on the side of the road. They may not know. And if they're listening to music or listening to the Dr. Dahlia show, right, that could be a replay, they may not be getting the information that they need. So, of course, my recommendation is whenever you see nasty clouds like that, please get your AM station on or your weather channel or something so you know. And if you aren't sure what county you're in, pull off the road and try to figure it out. Okay? I mean, any sort of a storm. I know people want to get to where they need to go, but many of these accidents happen when there's a storm. All right? Don't make me go back to the Buddy Holly story. Okay? People are traveling. They're in a hurry. You know, like many of these flights, these little air, you know, these small airplane flights there where, again, they tried to get home with the storm. All right? Just know storms can be dangerous, whether there's a tornado or not. But just I just was amazed at how many cars were on the road and a tornado was supposed to hit. You know, and people always go, I don't get it. If there's tornado warnings, how do people die? If you go to the basement, you do everything they say, you take cover. Well, because sometimes people aren't in a position where they take cover. Or, like, I guess they were on alert of a Category 4. These things, I mean, what, that's close to 100 miles an hour? I forget the differences in the category, in the different categories. But Category 4, 90 to 100 miles an hour, I think. I mean, that's still very difficult to withstand. So just remember to be smart. If it's tornado time, you know, obviously the worst tornado is the first one that hits that season. I mean, now we know we are deep into tornado time. You know, a very interesting point the meteorologist was talking about, I believe it was on CNN, was how, you know, don't start driving to the kids' schools to pick them up and drive them back. If they're expecting a tornado to touch in your county, we don't want you in the car. Remember I talked about yesterday what to do with a tornado? You get out of your car, get as far away from your car as possible, and get to a building. And the meteorologist was saying, look, the schools are prepared for that. They have the basements to get the kids down there, to get the kids protected. But you putting them in their car, trying to drive to your house, could actually put them at more danger. So these are just some things to think about. Just make sure you have a plan. Make sure, you know, and just make sure you're aware. But for those of you that are kind of new to the Midwest, you know, just kind of driving and, I don't know, going on a trip and not really that familiar with the different counties, I really suggest you learn them or you have some sort of station on where you could get all that information. Because otherwise you're going to be driving right into a storm like these people look like they were doing. All right. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right. You know, I got to tell you something. You know, sometimes these kids, you know, make me upset, right? I always complain about teenagers. But I put on my Facebook, this was actually pretty cool. This was actually really good. It was a high school football game. Just things like this, they just kind of just make your day. High school football game. And I guess one of the girls was right at the buzzer. I'm trying to figure out what city this happened in. And, of course, she was, you know, at the 55-foot mark playing basketball, and I guess the buzzer goes off, so she throws the ball. And this is, of course, all caught on tape. And she makes a basket. I was so proud of her. I think it's Iowa. I think this happened in Iowa. Now they're going to play for the 2A championship tonight. But, I mean, she just looked at, she just threw it. You know, you throw the ball at the end of the buzzer. You just throw it. You just go for it. You try to make it work. And she made it. So for those of you that just want to smile, you know, in otherwise a very negative day, I definitely recommend you go to my Facebook fan page and take a look at that. All right? For those of you that are huge fans of Heidi Harris, I'm going to be filling in for Heidi Harris Monday morning from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Pacific time. So for those of you that could join us, please listen on KDWN or go to www.kdwn.com. All right. So we are looking at right now probably one of the biggest sexual harassment awards ever given to somebody. Miss Ani Choporian has just won $168 million in a sexual harassment suit. This is believed to be the largest ever sum awarded to a single employee. Apparently, the court awarded this to her after coworkers allegedly repeatedly slapped her behind and pulled her onto their laps. She worked at Mercy General Hospital in Sacramento, California. When she complained to Human Resources, they immediately fired her. That's another system that really needs to be fixed. You have a workman's comp claim. You have a sexual harassment claim. You get fired. And people are afraid to make the claim because they're afraid to lose their job. And that system, there's so much wrong with that system. I see a lot of workman's comp patients and or people that should be workman's comp, but they go, oh, there's no way I can tell my boss. I go, but your insurance isn't going to cover this. He goes, yeah, but I can't lose my job. I mean, everybody's out of work right now. I got to save my job. Okay, you cannot be afraid to have workman's comp take over for a workman's comp injury. But then again, the employer gets penalized pretty good. I mean, these workman's comp companies, they audit, they look at your employees, they look at what you're paying your employees. Of course, the more you pay the employees, the more you have to pay them, of course, right? So it kind of makes the boss go, maybe I should pay less, right? Right? The more you pay the employees, the more taxes, right? The more you got to pay in coverage. Oh, absolutely. That's just the way the system is. They could get more money. Who knows? And any cases, they rack up the rates. So employers are scared to death of there being a workman's comp case because of their insurance. And the insurance does that. Remember, insurances don't want to pay. That's what your health insurance does. If you have a pre-existing condition, they're going to max your rates. I have patients come in going all the time saying, Dr. Dahlia, please, please don't tell them I have high blood pressure. I go, I can't do that. Your blood pressure right now is 150 over 90. I mean, it's there. Not to mention your other doctor put you on Diavan. I can't falsify. I can't do, yeah, but yeah, my insurance is going to raise the rates. Honestly, the whole insurance system really needs to be revamped. 3 years ago, I called for health insurance reform. Health insurance reform. We never got it. We never got it. Okay, so anyway, so she wins a $168 million sexual harassment lawsuit. She said the harasser would tell her, you're going to give in to me one day. And she's like, I will never give in to you. She said supervisors just laughed every time she got smacked. When she claimed in a lawsuit she had been let go for the whistleblowing. The hospital said it was a result of misconduct, but apparently the federal court jury thought she was unfairly dismissed. All right. Now, I want to talk a little bit more about sexual harassment cases, both for the employee and the employer. You got to protect yourselves both ways, guys. Don't go away. 1-877 Doc Dahlia.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Hey there, you've reached Claire. Leave me a message.
Claire, it's Ann. Hey, you know that hormone balancing product we talked about before? The all-natural one. Ambrin? Well, I gotta tell you this. Not only did Ambrin stop my hot flashes, but since I started the Ambrin program, I have lost so much weight. Seriously, even my belly fat, it's gone. I haven't been this thin in years. I feel great. Give me a call.
The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, it can be practically impossible to lose weight. Ambrin restores hormonal balance naturally, so the weight can just fall off. Yes, even that stubborn belly fat. Plus, Amberen eliminates other symptoms of hormonal aging, too. So with your hormones in balance, you can feel great and finally lose the weight. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply. Free. Call 1-800-839-2959. That's 1-800-839-2959. 1-800-839-2959.
These are strange days indeed, from economic turmoil to weather-related events and, yes, even power outages. Hi, everybody. Jason Lewis here. Let me tell you why I use WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com provides the most affordable and complete ready-made meals for emergency preparedness and outdoor use. Their entrees like pasta Alfredo, savory stroganoff, and apple cinnamon cereal carry a 25-year shelf life and are prepared in minutes simply by adding water. They even provide great-tasting a la carte items like freeze-dried fruits, vegetables, and desserts to ensure that you have more nutrition and energy when you need it most. Visit WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample and see for yourself why they are the best in the business. For a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's WiseFoodStorage.com or call 1-855-FOODWISE and be sure to mention the promo code Lewis for a free sample and free shipping on any order. Be wise and be ready with WiseFoodStorage.com.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable Wise Foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise Foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Alright, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow me on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia. Please also, anytime you miss any of the Dr. Dahlia shows, don't pat yourself on the back saying, good one. Go to my website. There is an on-demand button. You can hit it. You can listen to the Dr. Dahlia show anytime you like. Okay. When I first started and opened up a practice, all right, I believe one of the actually, it might have been right before I opened up practice. I believe we had an attorney lecture to us at the school. And he had said, look, you know, there's going to be employee relations. There's going to be issues coming up. You may want to get an attorney help you plan your practice. Okay. Now, of course, you know, telling a bunch of, you know, medical residents, right, who have been told their whole career thus far in training, lawyers are bad. We're like, yeah, right, thank you. But no, thank you. All right. But I remember going, wait a second. He's telling us this for a reason. Right. Is he telling us this for a reason? But I was too exhausted to, you know, think or act on it. Okay. And we know some good attorneys. We know, you know, we've been working with attorneys. And, you know, there's Mark Katz, who we've worked with, a great guy. And, we thought, well, I mean, guess if we, you know, needed anything or any sort of bylaws or something, you know, for our staff and handbook, et cetera, I'm sure we could figure it out. All right. But maybe checking in with one, especially one that deals with sexual harassment, may not be a bad idea. You know, one thing I learned very easily, very early when I opened up my practice is there were all these companies saying, oh, you need us to protect you from a lawsuit. You need us. Well, what do? Oh, we make sure you're in compliance with OSHA. We make sure you're in compliance with this. We make sure. Well, what I did was I called OSHA myself. And I'm like, okay, look, what do? I think I'm doing everything right. And I heard that they would actually come out for free, take a look, make sure you're doing everything right. Okay, so I did the same thing with the labor board. I go, look, I want to do everything right. What am I supposed to do? Okay, get your posters up, do this. Okay, everybody's like, oh, you got to avoid these places. You don't want to get in trouble. You know, you don't want to be a red flag with the board. I called the medical board. But anytime I have a question, I call the medical board going, what the heck am I supposed to do? I want to do it right. That should be your first line. I want to do this right. Now, the only reason why I suggest that is because I know with this one story, this $168 million sexual harassment suit, some people are going, okay, now wait a second here. Really? You know, was this really sexual harassment? Then you have other people going, you know, good for her. But I know there's people on both sides going, okay, well, wait a second. You know, they fired her. Maybe they really fired her for a reason. Where did this wrongful suit come from? Okay, so what do you do as an employer and what do you do as an employee? Well, if you're an employer, like I said, you may want to check in with a sexual harassment lawyer and just say, look, I'll pay you for the 30 minutes or the hour or whatever. Give me some things I should think about or do. All right. And of course, they probably have, you know, they're probably very, very, they're probably great resources, you know, because again, if they see every type of lawsuit, like, well, you know, the bathroom, if you have it like this versus this, et cetera. Now, the first thing I would recommend though is get cameras up. Have cameras. There is nothing more protective or damning than the camera and the video footage. And make the cameras known. Okay, these cameras don't even have to be hidden. Let everybody know surveillance in progress. There's a camera here, there's a camera there, there's a camera here, camera there. Okay, I want people to know. My staff knows the cameras are on. I want them to know. I don't need, I'm not trying to find somebody doing something in the act. I don't want any act done. No stealing, no sexual harassment, nothing. And make sure that any area where you think there may be boy, girl, boy, boy, an area where there could be some harassment, you make sure you have a camera. Yes, it's going to cost some money, but that is going to save you. So if this lady alleges that she was sexually harassed, whether it be in the parking lot, and you can have cameras aim on the parking lot. In fact, I urge that. Have cameras looking at your exterior doors. Because if you get broken into, you can see the person. Somebody vandalizes your building. Why not? Oh, Dr. Dahlia, that could be so expensive. Okay, we have, what about a $168 million sexual harassment suit, right? I don't think putting up cameras is any more expensive than that, okay? Get those cameras up, all right? Now, also as an employer, okay, one thing I've learned as an employer myself is if you think you're going to need to fire somebody, fire them. Okay? These second chances, these third chances, these fourth chances, you could do, but you better have documentation. If you had to give her second or third chance, you better have in writing why you did it, why you gave the first chance, and why they're even in that position that they're already given notice. Okay? Because if they turn around and say, I was wrongfully fired because I complained about a workman's comp injury or whatnot, and you go, well, wait a second here, you were doing X, Y, and Z. If you don't have any documentation that you never wrote them up, you're not going to be able to stand a chance. But if you have where every week something was an issue, say, you know, look, you know, we told you, you aren't balancing out. If you can't balance out, you got to get a supervisor because it looks like you're missing money all the time, you know, and you're documenting this, then when you do fire that particular person, male or female, for a particular reason, you have the documentation, all right? But you need to. It's hard enough to be an employer. We're busy enough people. I know that. I know that. But listen, you won't have any protection for a lawsuit. Okay? Same thing with hours and with your staff going over. All right? Put it in writing where your staff has to ask permission to go over. Because if they do go over and you forget to pay them overtime, you'll be fined by the labor board. Okay? Don't forget to talk to the labor board and make sure you know every single rule. And if any of the staff want to violate the rules, you ask the labor board, how do I deal with it? Like what happened with that one employer in Illinois where the lady wanted to work during lunch and he said, labor laws don't allow us to do it. You got to go. She refuses to go. He fired her. Yeah, he was okay with the labor board, luckily, but he still got sued for back pay and all sorts of stuff. So, like I said, you have got to get things in writing. Now, as an employee, how to protect yourself from sexual harassment. All right, that's tough. That's tough. But number one is, hopefully work in an area where you're on camera. Okay, and try not to leave the camera areas. If you think you're going to have to go to an area that doesn't have surveillance, you bring somebody with you. And at the very first time you're harassed, you bring it up. Okay? You don't wait till it's number 15. Now, let's say you're afraid you're going to lose your job. Let's say you're afraid you're going to lose your job for bringing something up. Okay? You may want to ask for a review before that happens. Go, look, you know, I want to know, what kind of a job am I doing? How am I doing? Okay? Get your review. Because in this particular case, she, one of the fights that was going on within the lawsuit was she said she got fired because she brought up the harassment, and the boss said, no, she got fired because she was doing a bad job. Well, if you have a review saying you're doing a great job, and then you sit down with your boss the next day and go, look, I got to tell you something. I want to work here, but I don't know what to do about this. If the boss is real, the boss is going to help you. If the boss is not and wants to fire you, they're going to have a very difficult time in court saying you did a bad job because you just got a good review 24 hours earlier. But I honestly, you know, that's not being crafty. That's not being shifty. That's being honest. You know, if you're doing that good a job, get that review. Get it in writing that you're doing a good job. And then if you do have an issue you want to bring up to them, bring it up. And then if they do fire you, at least you could say, look, but I did a good job. But, this is honestly, employer-employee relations are going to get worse. This recession's not getting better. No one's happy right now on both sides. And it's kind of a, everyone's in defense mode. Well, just make sure you have all your ducks in a row, all your documentation. That's all I can say. All right, we got another hour coming up. Please stay tuned. If not, you have a great rest of the way home. This is Dr. Dahlia.
You know that drinking pure, high alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste.
increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.